With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. This week's collapse of the Assad regime in Syria is suddenly redefining the political situation in the entire Middle East. On the Salem Media Group News program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, former Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton says Israel's role in this situation has really been a game changer in the region.
The effect, and really attributable largely to Israel's resolute determination to defeat the terrorists worldwide, has given us this opportunity, and it's a big chance to make fundamental change in the Middle East for the benefit of ourselves, the Israelis, and our Arab friends in the region.
Bolton's full This Week on the Hill broadcast will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Donald Trump's inauguration fund is getting a boost from two tech giants, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Both Amazon and Meta, Facebook's parent, confirmed donations of $1 million. Amazon also said the e-commerce giant will stream January's presidential inauguration on its Prime Video service, a separate in-kind donation worth another $1 million. The Meta donation came just weeks after CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Next week, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is scheduled to sit down with the president-elect. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with abortion bans. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 86 points, the NASDAQ rose 23. This is SRN News. Virginia is the next state on the abortion industry's list.
The Democrat-led General Assembly is expected to approve an abortion amendment in January, putting the Old Dominion on track to be the next state where voters decide whether or not to enshrine the procedure in the Constitution. 10 states have approved pro-abortion referendums since Roe v. Wade was repealed, and powerful national abortion groups will be turning their attention and their lobbying cash to Virginia in the new year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The House passed a new spending package for the Pentagon, which includes a ban on Defense Department health insurance plans covering so-called transgender medical treatments for children of military personnel. The $900 billion legislation also prohibits funding for teaching critical race theory in the military. Republican Congressman Chip Roy of Texas applauds the bill, saying issues such as transgenderism need to be pulled out of the debate on defense. SRN News. SpaceX is launching a new mission, this time on Earth.
Billionaire Elon Musk's company wants to make its Starbase site a new Texas city. And has sent a letter to local officials requesting an election to turn what it calls Starbase into an incorporated city. Starbase is the South Texas site where SpaceX builds and launches its massive Starship rockets. The area is on the southern tip of Texas at Boca Chica Beach near the Mexican border. The county's top executive has confirmed they received the proposal and said the county will inspect the petition for statutory compliance before putting it to a vote. John Scott reporting.
A seven-year-old dispute between tech leaders Elon Musk and Sam Altman over who should run OpenAI and best avoid an artificial intelligence dictatorship is now heading to a federal judge as Musk seeks to halt the ChatGPT maker's ongoing conversion. More details at SRNnews.com.